This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For a year, he got ripped for that. Matt Leinart did not come in.
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy Show. Y'all ready for
this? And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show back in studio after being on the road the last couple of days. Hey, we want to say thanks and to everybody that stopped by Tuesday at Husker Harvest Days yesterday for our Husker lunch over at Hastings Kino. Good crowd there. And Sean Callahan talking. Well, I mean, heck, we went full hour, no problem. Everybody had questions. Sean always puts on a good show. Steve Sipple will be up next week when we're at Grand Island at Schroeder's Smoke Foods in the mall. Make your plans now next Wednesday, breaking down the Washington game, seeing where the Huskers are through the first three games so far this season. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about Washington with Bob Condetta. Bob is from the Seattle Times, and he will talk about us. We had him on earlier this summer when Colorado went into the Pac-10 and a little expansion, when there was talk about Texas and all the schools out there. But we'll talk to Bob. Dick Buechner is going to join us in our next segment to talk about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. The induction ceremonies are coming up on September 26th, and of course it's Thursday. So that means Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. He'll join us on the program. If you've got a question for Joe, week one, everybody's already picked up everybody, it looks like, on all these leagues. Brandon Jackson picked up. Michael Vick picked up. The wide receiver from San Diego picked up. Mark Clayton picked up. The couple of leagues that I'm in, guys are over them already. All over them. And just to put them on their bench.
Exactly. You know what? You lose Ryan Grant, and you're the guy that's got Ryan Grant, so you think, well, maybe I'll go get Brandon Jackson's backup. He has a backup. No. Some doorknob just goes out and gets him because he feels like it. Because he lost the first week. And he's a higher priority on the waiver wire. That's unbelievable. Somebody would do that. Even people that would put in for him that didn't lose a back ought to be slapped.
Trade bait.
Sickens me.
Trade bait.
You are one of them.
Well, yeah. Did you see who I got? I got nobody.
Well, that's not my fault.
Well,
gosh.
Joe will side with us. You got to handcuff him in your draft. Always handcuff your first guy, quarterback or running back. That's why there's so many picks.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know how hard it is to repeat? You're just going through some of that pain right now, trying to repeat.
Wow, it's just disappointing when you got the best team in the league and the first week your guy gets hurt.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We'd love to have you on the program today. Join us on the show. And Poor Tony. Okay. All right. There you go.
Thank you, Mary. Anyway, got that off our chest. Doug, they were showing more plays this morning on the NFL Network, of which the ball, they're going back to Calvin Johnson deal.
Thursday. It took him that long to finally piece this package together.
Well, I mean, it's just been ongoing, and they keep revisiting this rule. And they actually had Bill Polian on, who's part of the competition committee, Barrett, if you will go to YouTube and look at Lance Moore's two-point conversion from the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, they were showing that right away on Sunday.
That is...
Tony, my point's been made, and I can't believe the people that just don't want to address this. And why the league hasn't come out and said, this is what the rule means. Yes, the rule is right. I get what the letter of the law says. Again, if we're going to go over this, I get what the letter of the law says. But the way it's interpreted, what it's talking about is if the ball hits the ground as the first or second point of the catch, not after you take three steps and then fall to the ground. That's not the point. Ground can't cause a fumble, people. Ground can't cause a fumble. Possession is maintained when you get 2 feet down. There's three different rules. Now, the rule also says you got to come down to the ground in the end zone with the ball. So you got three different rules here that are at work, and they need to address it. We've seen the mistake. Now address it and fix it. If you don't address it and fix it, you lose your job because you're an idiot. All you do is address it and fix it. You make a mistake, you fix it, so you don't repeat the mistake.
But I would say the ground, although it cannot cause a fumble, it can cause an incompletion. You've got to maintain possession to the ground. Right?
This is where the debate comes, Tony. Again, you have to maintain possession to the ground if you have not already established possession. This is where it gets so gray and so weird, and people are tired of kind of hearing about this. If you've established
right.
possession and then hit the ground and the ball pops loose, the ground can't cause a fumble. If you've already established possession, like Calvin Johnson did in the end zone with 2 feet down and his butt hitting the ground before the ball hit the ground. That is the one thing I still have not heard addressed during this whole time. Because they say, well, then he came through and the ball hit. He had established possession. They're saying the rule is, some people say the rule is different in the end zone. Huh? It doesn't say that in the rule. So that's where this big argument comes. Some people are on the letter of the law. This is exactly what it says. I agree, but then some people are so blind that they just won't even listen. They won't even listen. And you know a couple of people I'm talking about won't even listen. This is what it is. This is what it is.
I had not saw the Lance Moore catch or two-point conversion again until this morning. And I didn't realize they were showing that immediately the other night because, like I said, it's the first time I saw it. That, to me, is about the total polar opposite of what Calvin Johnson did and was credited with the two-point conversion. And nobody had a big problem with that. Even when it happened against the Colts, Bill Polian didn't, you know, that was the way it was, and he was fine with that. Once you see that, it's really, you know, the poor Detroit Lions have been struggling to win for so long, and they think they got things turned around the right direction. All of a sudden, they lose their quarterback. They got a backup quarterback in. They go to their star receiver. Star receiver does what the star receiver is supposed to do. And then it's taken a win's taken away from them. And, you know, it's frustrating, and I'm not a Lion fan. I don't claim to be a Lion fan.
Here's what Bill Polian pretty much said, Tony, as I'm checking this out here. The ruling is, after reviewing the play, the referee noted that the ruling is that in order for the catch to be completed, Calvin Johnson has got to maintain possession of the ball throughout the entire process of the catch. And I guess that, I think, is up for interpretation when the catch was over. I mean, it wasn't 0.02 seconds. It was a long three-step when you count falling to the ground. Okay. Most NFL observers agree that the crew correctly applied the rule, yet fans and people who cover the league tend to agree that the common sense factor is lacking in the rule and that perhaps it needs revision. Polian said yesterday, the coaching point that is given to receivers by both coaches and officials is show me the ball, saying Johnson should have displayed possession to the official before celebrating. Some people think he was celebrating. And in this case, unfortunately, Calvin did not show the ball to the official. He let the ball hit the ground, therefore no possession, therefore no completion, therefore no touchdown. Correct call. Polian did not seem eager to tweak the rule.
Well,
Chris Collinsworth said, it's the dumbest rule on the planet. You catch the ball, you have possession, you get 2 feet down, it's over, it's a touchdown. It would be so easy to call. Right on, Chris Collinsworth.
Can you blame Calvin Johnson for being a little bit excited after being on a team that stunk his whole career there? We just started opening day by beating division rival at their place. 30 seconds left.
And don't say
tame it down, Calvin. Just walk to the bench.
And don't say it's not a big deal.
I mean, yeah.
It was a big deal. Also, evidently a big deal yesterday, our buddy Tom in Hastings, who was at Hastings Keno, fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. Check out the Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Some more hail rolled through here this last week. If it hit your vehicles, they'll fix them up for you at the Dent Popper. Tom says, thanks for coming to Hastings yesterday. It was a pleasure to finally meet Daddy in person. I don't know why everyone makes fun of his weight. He reminds me of my mother-in-law.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that.
So there you go, Daddy. All is well.
Appreciate an invite to Christmas.
Hey,
she
we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Bob Condetta, the Seattle Times. We're going to talk with Dick Buechner about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's all coming up.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
A busy home week for UNK gets underway tonight. It's three straight at home for the Loper volleyball team. They'll take on New Mexico Highlands at 7 o'clock. The women's tennis team is also home this week, beginning today with Mesa State at 12. Tennis at noon, New Mexico Highlands volleyball tonight at 7 at UNK.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Our hidden microphones have captured Doug and Daddy planning for their pick'em contest every Friday. This is what goes on in the great minds of football prognostication.
Everywhere I turn, football, football.
Why must you needlessly complicate everything?
So I should probably pee first.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
We're artists.
Every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can pick against these guys, and you might win a Toshiba laptop computer at the end of the season. From ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550, that'll be a cinch.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day, then clearing skies are expected with highs in the mid-70s. So winds will shift to the south this afternoon at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low of 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Daddy, I heard the Dukes of September put on quite the concert on Tuesday night in Council Bluffs.
That was that Bob Skaggs.
Yeah, Bob Skaggs and Michael McDonald, Donald Fagen. It was a great concert.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't so far.
Yeah?
But they got some cool stuff coming up at the Event Center in Kearney at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, so hopefully folks can enjoy that. Again, Mannheim Steamroller, Friday of State Volleyball. Huh, I wonder if Doug will get to go. They got to quit letting Gatula and Skeen make decisions out there. That's all there is to it.
That's a problem, you think, immediately.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, no problem with making the decision when it comes to comfort in your home. Stop by Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge, also on Marion Road in Hastings, and their fine outlet in Alliance. Relax, because Bruce Furniture offers you in-home trial periods before you make your purchase. They deliver your sofa, lamp, wall decor, so you can make sure it looks as good in your home as it does in the showroom. Bruce Furniture, making shopping worry-free with just the right trial period for you. And they'll get rid of the old furniture. You got the couch, you got the bed. You want to take it to the auction, you want to take it to the in-laws, you want to hand it down to your little brother. They'll take it to their place, they'll take it to the business. Wherever you want to take it, they're going to do it. Bruce Furniture, stop by and see them. Open 7 days a week for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Well, coming up here on the 26th, that's just a week from Sunday, unbelievably, it is the 2010 Nebraska High School Hall of Fame class induction ceremonies, and some really cool names. We talked about this, of course, when they announced it in the spring, and we've had a chance to have folks on all the time about this, but we always like to have Dick Buechner in to chat about it. He's been with the Hall of Fame since it was founded, actually, and boy, it sure has come along real well, hasn't it, Dick?
I wish that I was with it when it started in 1994, but I wasn't. I've been with them since about 2000, and this is the 17th annual induction ceremony. As you said, I think we have another good class. Might be a little more difficult than doing it the first year because there were some people. I'm surprised Tony didn't get in on that first class, aren't you?
Wasn't eligible. See, we've only been stomping for you since 08, now that you're eligible.
But
is anybody in from Bertrand besides
Karen Dahlgren?
Besides Karen, is Karen in?
She is.
Is anybody else in from Bertrand?
I would doubt it.
Would you be next on the list, or would you be like 17th, 18th?
No, I'd be down the list.
There's probably a couple of coaches that should be nominated. Maybe Jerry Stein, who was there for a long period of time and had an outstanding record, and he's actually on our board. But
long-time track coach, long-time girls basketball coach.
It's kind of amazing to me the number of great coaches that went through Bertrand.
Leroy Hayner was there.
Bill Giles, Claire Boroff.
The job they did, too, Dick. I mean, you talk about having to coach some people up.
They really coached them up. You got to have something to start with, but it takes a little longer to coach some people up.
And you had a couple of good ones.
Yeah, Ron Kubik, who won a state title there in football. Steve Ekstrom in basketball.
Bertrand probably is the cradle of coaches in Nebraska.
Oh, boy. let's talk about the class, and I don't think you have to look too far to maybe find out and mention the name that stands out, and that's Amon Green. There are quite a few people that we can talk about from the area, but obviously everybody, even the kids that are still in high school, know who Amon Green is.
Absolutely, and it's interesting he's back in Omaha playing football. I think that league should be for the people on the way up, not on the way down, but that's my opinion. And Amon, I understand, is going to be there. And we just talked a little bit before we went on the air. They lost Grant last week, and I think that Amon probably knows the offense. I don't know if he'll be back in Green Bay or not. But at any rate, he is one of the more outstanding candidates. And another person that played for Nebraska from Lexington is Ted Harvey. And Ted Harvey was a great athlete during a time when Lexington had really good teams. And he was not only a good football player, a good basketball player, and a good track athlete. So I think that he's well-deserving, and we can go down to Bertrand or Cambridge way, and Ed Thompson, of course, had a great career.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was okay. It's amazing to me, Tony, how many good athletes and good teams have come out of Cambridge over the last 25 or 30 years, and, of course, Ed went on to be an outstanding quarterback at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and I think he led her 4 years there. Another person that wasn't necessarily a great high school athlete, but he had a prerequisite of being a good athlete, was a fellow by the name of Gary Power from Gothenburg, Nebraska, who presently lives in McCook. And none of us here really, I remember him, you probably don't, but a fellow by the name of Willie Davenport was a world premier hurdler and an Olympic hurdler. And Gary Power, after he went to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, beat Willie Davenport several times and ran a 13.5, which was pretty high, pretty fast at that period of time, even fast today. And I think he ran a 6.960 high hurdle. So he's being inducted. And as you know, we honor teams in Nebraska. McCook was a mythical state champion. They're one of the honored Golden Anniversary teams. Andy Lohr, who played in Nebraska during Bill Glassford's time, was also the coach of McCook at that time and then went to Lincoln High. Another group that we honor is the Fisher Family Award, and that has a local Central Nebraska connection. Roger Higgins, for a long time, was the coach at Omaha Cathedral, and, of course, he's the father of Tim and Kelly and John, who certainly is one of the most outstanding officials in the country in basketball. And Kelly's the athletic director at Fort Lewis. And Tim coached for a number of years over at Grand Island and now is one of the more prominent officials in Central Nebraska, not only in high school but in the RMAC.
Some days John does good.
Well, that's exactly. Only 50% of the people are convinced that he is satisfying whatever they want to see.
You look at the list of coaches and names stand out from the area. Gary DeBoer kind of headlights that. And then you go out west to Larry Pritchett, that I know. I grimaced when I saw that name because I had the opportunity to play a couple of those great Grant teams and take lumps from them.
Larry certainly was an outstanding coach. I think he was Coach Ramsey's assistant at Cozad before he got over to Grant, which is now known as Perkins. It's interesting how the names changed around the state, but Larry had two careers there, came back as a basketball coach and athletic director, and certainly is deserving. And you mentioned Gary DeBoer down in Lawrence Nelson, who vacillated back between 8-man and 11-man and did a great job and decided he couldn't stand not to coach, so now he's an assistant at Norris High School.
We're talking with Dick Buechner about the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame, class of 2010. The ceremonies are at the Lead Center in Omaha, in Lincoln, like they have been for a number of years, and that is going on. Tickets to the ceremony, $25 for adults, $10 for the kids, elementary and high school. You can find out a whole lot more by going to the website. Dick, if they want to get tickets, and I want to talk about more of these guys, but I want to make sure we get that out a couple
tickets,
of times.
The tickets are available at the door the day of. The doors open at 12 o'clock. The ceremony starts at 1:30. If they want to call, they can call 1-800-304-2637. The Nebraska Sports Council, again, are there helping with our tickets, and Tammy McLaughlin is the point person. So it's another great ceremony, the 17th annual. We hope to have 500 to 750 people there, and again, we're still a paper organization. We're raising money to get the Hall of Fame open there in the NSA building on Haymarket Ballpark in Lincoln.
One of the names you always have to smile a little bit, because some of the folks we're just not going to be familiar with that are from before 1950, and one of the coaches, Howard Zook Fairfield. Then you look at Glenville, Fairfield, Ohiowa, Davenport, all these schools that no longer exist or are co-ops or, they have come together. And here's a guy that was a Peru State graduate from Tecumseh, 28 years, was all over the place.
No question about it. Now Sandy Creek has taken in the majority of those schools that you just mentioned. And well, as you mentioned those, one of our main thrusts in the Hall of Fame is to have a kiosk that will talk about all the schools that were schools in Nebraska, because wherever a person went to school was pretty important, whether it was Glenville or whether it was Ohiowa or
Wilsonville.
Wilsonville. That's exactly the one I was just thinking.
Bill Holliday, and before the three-point shot was developed, he was still the leading scorer in the state of Nebraska, which to me is an unbelievable feat.
It's still the most unbelievable feat, I say.
You know, it is unbelievable for a career. Maybe the most amazing record that still stands is that you still have a state tournament record in Class C.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, he had talent.
I got to score 630-some points my senior year. And every time I look at that record, if I'd have done that as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, I still would be 700-some points behind Bill Holliday. It's an amazing record. Bill Holliday is one of my favorite people. You know, Dick, it's interesting when you go back as far as 1908 for Clarence Mitchell from Franklin. An interesting story. How do you guys get the information? I mean, is this all brought to you?
Sometimes things fall through the cracks. And in regard to Clarence Mitchell, I think he'd been on the record for some time. He's from Franklin, Nebraska. Played in the major leagues for 28 years. They didn't have high school baseball probably at the time, Tony. But as we talked before we went on the air, here was a guy that was grandfathered in that was allowed to still use the spitball which to me, I didn't know they grandfathered in those things. Maybe they'll grandfather in a rule like I listened to you guys talk about today about what constitutes a touchdown. I don't think that'll ever be cleared up because I think they've really been a little lax, quite frankly, in all levels of football in terms of crossing the goal line and what does constitute. I thought it used to be the knee, now it's the ball, and all those kinds of things. So it ends up a judgment call, which it shouldn't be. You either cross the goal line or you don't, right, guys?
Well, you would think so. And now with all this fantasy and, of course, what goes on in Vegas and elsewhere, there's so many financial things that go along with it. Dick Beecher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes talking about this great class of 2010 that's going into the Hall of Fame. We've touched on quite a few folks. Chuck Mazursky, a lot of people know him from all his days at Lincoln Southeast. Ted Larson's going in. We talked about Gary DeBoer. Just a lot of great names out there. You've hit on a few of the things. The Inspiration Award, Ron Gustafson, that's always a special award. Tell us about this year's recipient.
No question about it. We have a two-time state wrestling champion, and he suffered from cancer. He's currently a coach, and he survived the cancer, which is a major thing in itself. And he's a Papillion South. And, again, we always go back to overcoming some injury, but as we talk, there are a lot of people in athletics that have been an inspiration to a lot of people. So you don't have to have a handicap to be inspirational, and I think people need to know that. And again, people are able to nominate people for the Family Fisher Award or the Gustafson or whatever it might be. So we need people to nominate people because we may not know of all the inspirational things. I don't know who inspired Tony, but at the same time, you know, somebody had to, right?
Well, just the ab work. I think that's what all the guys
okay.
Started to do.
All right, okay, yeah. Another You're supposed to say your dad. Nice job. Good job, Tony.
Well, most of our dads are a very good inspiration. Now, one other person I'd like to mention is Rex Jones, who was the assistant commissioner of the, or not the assistant commissioner, but the assistant executive to the Jim Riley for a good number of years. Was an outstanding coach in his own right at Chadron and in Western Nebraska, and certainly gave a lot of service to the NSAA for a long period of years, heading up principally wrestling and the area of football.
Dick, would there ever be an award? And I know, you know, we've got coaches, we've got these other deals. Would there ever be an award for a community member that's never been paid, that's constantly around athletics, constantly involved with all the kids' athletics, you know, for an extended period of time and something of that order?
They certainly could be considered as a contributor. The Nebraska athletic directors have a community award for several people now, but that's a good suggestion. I'll take it to the board, Tony.
Yeah, that's.
I just think there's so many small schools around that have, it seems like one or two people from every school has done so much, never gotten a dime for it, stayed later than everybody else has went home. And they're still there.
And those are some of the folks that you see during state basketball finals that they do hand out, you know,
right.
The clock keeper from Sargent or, you know, I mean, there's so many, and it's great. It's great. And you touched on, Dick, I want to follow up a little bit here, especially if you're in a community, maybe you don't even have a school anymore, maybe you got a guy from the 19-teens or aughts or 20s that we just haven't heard of because we weren't from your community or the board members weren't from that community. If they want to nominate somebody, I know you can go to the website. What else they need to do?
The website's probably the main thing. And then Randy Cordes is the chair of our selection committee. They can send it to our office in Lincoln at the NSAA building, or they can send it to me. But we need to get that in. You have to be out of high school 15 years in order to be eligible. But it's a good point, and if you guys mention it a few times in the future, maybe we can generate people to be considered for the Hall of Fame. I think we have some 250 to 300 people on our list that have not gone in, and that's about how many that have gone in. And we must also remember that it is a Hall of Fame, and that's right. That's one of the most critical things in any Hall of Fame is that it's kept to a point where it is a Hall of Fame and not just getting in.
NEB HallOfFame.org. It's all together. NEB HallOfFame.org will get you to the Hall of Fame website.
That's a good way to put it, because you don't have to remember how many F's and how many L's there are in that website. Yeah. Guys, thanks a lot. I always appreciate coming on and enjoy listening to you. And it's always interesting to know whose cage you're going to rattle on what particular day.
We're going to rattle Washington coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dick Buechner, here's a guy that his name is going to be on this list, too. So we'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Condetta from the Seattle Times is going to join us. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you got a question, send it to the Dent Popper inbox. More coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day, then clearing skies are expected with highs in the mid-70s. So winds will shift to the south this afternoon at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low of 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, it's Thursday. That means Bisco's Sports Incorporated of Kearney is open late. They want you to see them before the games begin. Bisco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Over 40 different styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids. They also have Indomitian Sioux jerseys. Stop in and see them. How about 25% off their men's college and NFL hoodies? Keep you warm. A little chilly out there today. Supposed to be a little chilly Saturday, so maybe you're going to tailgate before you go in and watch the game on TV or listen to it on the radio, or maybe you're just going to be out in the backyard, maybe you're out harvesting. Look good while you're doing that. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play, open 7 days a week, including late night on Thursday. That's tonight.
Steve's taking off today or tomorrow and the next day, so get in there and see Steve today.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Guys, do you think if he caught the ball at the 2-yard line, took two steps and dove across the goal line, breaking the plane, then the ball comes out, it would be a touchdown, right? Lauren. Yes, of course it would be, because he has established possession. He had established possession of the football. Then when he hits that magical goal line, doesn't matter what happens after that.
You're exactly right.
So yeah. This is just beating a dead horse. The only thing now is they've got to address the rule. They've got to explain the rule properly. They have to address the rule. Of course, Maybe if they don't think it's wrong, then whatever.
Yeah, that's the problem. You get these people on the competition committee that don't seem to want to do anything with it.
Well, Dad, again, if 98% of the people think it's wrong, then change it. Isn't that the way we work here in the United States of America?
Well, that's not.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
That's not up for vote, it doesn't sound like.
Well, gee, I didn't know we were playing Russian football. Chinese football.
Cuba? Yeah. I'm totally with you. I'm the biggest, I can't believe what the injustice that it was on Saturday. But
got to watch a lot of that Nebraska volleyball match last night. Yee-hoo! Whew, that was some volleyball. Good back and forth. The comebacks both sides. Nebraska was down huge, 18-12, came back and won. Then they were down in the fourth set and came back and beat Iowa State 25-22, 24-26, 25-23, 28-26. Good performances. Lindsey Light led the way with 15 kills and 7 blocks.
Yeah, I think maybe a lot of people didn't expect Nebraska to be pushed that much by Iowa State. You get them in that little gym, that little high school gym they're playing in because of the flooding in Iowa. Seemed to be a good atmosphere. Seemed to have a college court set down for them. So it was one of those things. So, good work for the Lady Huskers picking up another big win after they just got a big win over Illinois. So now they're in the conference season. Looks like there's really 3 teams in this conference race: Iowa State, Nebraska, Texas.
Not many others are getting a whole lot of consideration. UNK volleyball team is at home the next 3 nights before that huge matchup, non-conference, up at Wayne State on Tuesday. 7 o'clock start time all 3 nights. New Mexico Highlands tonight, Colorado State Pueblo Friday, Adams State on Saturday. All these teams are right around the 500 mark. So that's the competition that's going to be coming in this weekend. Also, the biggest cross-country meet of the season is the Woody Greeno down in Lincoln, and that's going to be run on Saturday. Everybody goes to this. So everybody's going to that. Also, the women's tennis team taking on Mesa State today. Then they host the Central Regional this weekend. So we've got that coming up. Soccer team we've talked about had Mike Munch on yesterday. They're home Friday at noon, Saturday at 1 o'clock. And Sunday at 1 o'clock. Football is on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Well, Daddy, it's time for fantasy football talk. Joe DeMeo is going to join us here. We've got a couple of questions for Joe as week 1 is in the books. And if you want to know more, fantasyplayersedge.com, or email us your question right now. We'll get it to Joe. Joe, the draft is always so fun. And then week 1 comes, and unless you score 125 points in your league, you feel like there's no way your team can get any better, which is pretty much what happened to me. I don't know, and I didn't even suffer a lot of the injuries. Tony lost Ryan Grant. Your assessment of what the surprise was in week 1?
Arian Foster, but without a doubt. We're racking up 1.4 million yards against the Colts. Was an incredible performance by any stretch of the imagination. The underachievement of the San Francisco 49ers defense was borderline tragic. Against a Seattle team that I don't think any of us thought was going to have any ability to stay with a highly ranked 49ers defense going into the season. So there were upsides and downsides all over the place. The New Orleans-Minnesota game was such a downside for fantasy owners. No performance from Bursey, from Favre, from Harvin. Peterson was fair. Shanko had a nice game. On the other side of the ball, Marcus Colston, Robert Meacham, Drew Brees, Shockey. It was a game that we anticipated would have a tremendous fantasy impact, and the only impact it really had was to saddle their owners with underachievement, underperformance in week 1.
Joe, maybe one of the great performances of week 1 that nobody's bringing up, or a few people are talking about, is Wes Welker coming back off of that injury. Randy Moss kind of opens things up, but he was the one getting the scoring going.
Yeah, for a while he had 2 TDs and 18 yards. I had wondered out loud, you know, was there something wrong with him? But then, of course, he finished the day with five more catches and showed that he's got a little bit of that zip. He looked pretty good to me, and I think all those folks who gambled on Welker in round five or even round six have to be pretty pleased, you know, with his performance on Sunday.
See, there you go, Joe. Those, I must have a lot of, it's hard to believe, but there must be a lot of intelligent people in the leagues I draft in, because Welker was gone late third, early fourth, and everyone that I was in, even in the touchdown league, he went pretty early. Joe DeMeo's with us. Let's go to the emails here. Jeff says, he's got a couple questions for Joe. First, Beanie Wells. How are things looking for him this week, and is he worth starting or better off sitting another week? If he sits, do you bring in LaDainian Tomlinson, or do you try to pick somebody up off waivers?
Well, since we don't know who's on waivers, let's just take the standard question of Beanie Wells versus LaDainian Tomlinson, Jeff. And Wells is going against the Atlanta run defense that allowed 4.6 yards per carry last week. Now, most of it came on that 50-yarder by Mendenhall at the end of the game. So Atlanta's run defense might be slightly better than the statistics actually point out. Wells is working out. Looks like he'll play. He'll split carries with Hightower, who coughed up a couple of fumbles there, so he didn't do himself any good. Tomlinson, on the other hand, is going against New England. And Sean Green was... Oh, just absolutely awful against the Ravens. I don't think Rex Ryan wants to destroy his young stud. I think he'll give him the opportunity to redeem himself versus New England, which means LaDainian will only get half a loaf. The point being in this analysis is that Beanie Wells and LaDainian Tomlinson are going to have to kind of split carries, which makes neither one of them a great choice. If Brandon Jackson is still available out there, run out and pick him up. If not, if you're faced with an absolute here and got to play one or the other, I think we'll lean towards, and this is a very precarious leaning, but we'll lean towards LaDainian Tomlinson over Beanie Wells this week.
A lot of people are going to have questions about Michael Vick. So does Jeff. Michael Vick or Joe Flacco this weekend? And after you say that, where do you put Michael Vick on your standings?
Well, I mean, he's got a sensational matchup against the Lions, where Flacco's going to face a Cincinnati team who pretty much looked bad against Brady early on in that game. And Cincinnati's pass defense is better than what they actually showed. They were one of the better defenses last year against the pass, and unfortunately they just came up empty against Brady. So we think that this week is one of those wonderful anomaly weeks where Michael Vick has an opportunity to score heavily. We think he's going to be among the top 6 to 8 quarterbacks in scoring this week.
Joe, I want to ask you about Sean Hill and what he brings to the Detroit Lions. Any value there?
Not really. I mean, in those leagues that require, starting two quarterbacks, you can make a case. But going against Philadelphia's defense, they gave the great Aaron Rodgers a lot of problems last week, and Rodgers admittedly just wasn't very, very good. I think a lot of it had to do with Philly and the way they play. You can't particularly like Sean Hill going against the Eagles this week, even though they're likely to be behind and chasing the Eagles. You'd still have to sit them unless you're in a league that requires starting two QBs.
And we're talking with Joe DeMeo, as we do every Thursday from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a question, always email it to us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Okay, looks like a flex league here for Chris. He wants to know, which one of these do you set? He's given you four names. Which one sets? DeSean Jackson, the Nanu fella, Forte, Mike Turner.
Oh, wow. Certainly, you want to play Turner, that's for sure. He's looking to redeem himself versus Arizona. So the real question then, and I think a Forte off his ridiculous game last week, you'd be hard-pressed to sit him, even though he's playing against Dallas. So it takes us down to DeSean Jackson and Nanadu, and DeSean Jackson versus Philadelphia, and we're getting Nanadu against Jacksonville, or not as easy to differentiate, but just based on the game being inside on turf, which Philly's built for, go with DeSean Jackson. Not the easiest call in the world, though.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, rookies out there that caught your eye last Sunday.
Well, Des Bryant, I thought he was outstanding, and he basically caught everything that came in his direction for a guy who missed a lot of the preseason and had his first start in his NFL career. I think he showed us that he's absolutely special. Javon Best, C.J. Spiller both had their moments. Best, two touchdowns, but only about 20 yards rushing. Ryan Matthews showed flashes as well, rushing for almost 4 yards per carry, although he did have a significant fumble. Sam Bradford showed a little bit of ability, although putting him out there for 55 passes, I thought was absurd. So, you know, a lot of the rookies acquitted themselves well, but if there was one that really shined, it would have to be Des Bryant.
All right, last question for Joe, unless something sneaks across here in the next minute. Here's the names pretty much for all the leagues around here that have already been picked up in that transaction report, whether they had a hot day or whether you got an injury. Brandon Jackson, Fred Taylor, Michael Vick, Nene, Mark Clayton. And even here's Peyton Hillis, the running back from Cleveland. So there's five or six that have been picked up. Joe, I guess kind of on that line, is there somebody there that you would also recommend after just 1 week?
Well, you got to like Vic. Again, he's got this sensational matchup against the Lions on turf. This game couldn't be built better for Michael Vick. Brandon Jackson's an excellent ad. He is now clearly the number one back. There's some scuttle that they're pursuing Lynch in Buffalo. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Brandon Jackson running against Buffalo this week is a tremendous option. The receiver in San Diego, forgive me, I always have trouble with his name, but we all know who I'm talking about. We think he has a little bit of upside, but Patrick Creighton will be introduced more in the offense this week, and that'll take a little bit away from Floyd and Nene. And we just think that Peyton Hillis, he showed flashes in Denver a couple of years ago. This week, going against Kansas City, it's an interesting matchup. Kansas City did do a good job against San Diego, but you have to take into consideration the weather conditions. We don't love Hillis this week, but if it was a choice between Jackson or Hillis this week, we would say go with Jackson.
I think we got a new person here for Joe. Terrence has fired off an email, so we got one in here under the wire. He needs to start two of these three: Forte, Gore, Pierre Thomas. I think I know who you're going to say.
Well, I mean, good grief. Forte, Gore, or Pierre Thomas. Wow. That's a tougher one than it appears on paper. Again, I'm going to recommend starting Forte. I think he's just going to be so heavily used in a Mike Martz offense. So it takes you down to Frank Gore and Pierre Thomas, and they're running against each other this week. I'm going to suggest that you start Frank Gore and sit Pierre Thomas.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, quick, before we let you get out of here, your number one quarterback heading into this week overall?
We think there are several, outstanding matchups this week. But we do like Peyton Manning against the Giants this week.
Thanks, Joe. You're the best.
Joe, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Take it easy, guys. Good luck this week. We'll catch up next.
Need to get back to 1-1 on the season after starting 0-1. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And if you want to keep up on your fantasy players and watch all the games, if you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, it's Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Cunningham's plays all of your favorite NFL, college football, and Major League Baseball on one of 20 screens, including their humongous 120-inch projection screen. Other sports bars, well, they eliminate specials during Husker games to make their money back that they're spending. You shouldn't have to break the wallet to see your favorite teams. At Cunningham's, you catch the Huskers every week, whether it's pay-per-view or cable, and you choose from great food and drink specials so you can enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. When you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in central Nebraska, come to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix. Let you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Game day used to mean day of the game.
This is one of the great scenes.
It took on a whole new meaning when Corso, Irv Street, and Fowler rode into town.
There's a lot of good football teams in the country, but I'm telling you, the best football slate in the country.
Used to be, you had to be in front of the tube to be part of it.
It was the way they were attacking, multiple formations, personnel groupings, USC.
Now you can hear Game Day, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day, then clearing skies are expected with highs in the mid-70s. So winds will shift to the south this afternoon at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low of 54. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget the Storm home tonight. They've got another exhibition game. It's their final home exhibition game. Your last chance to see the Storm before the regular season begins. Lincoln rolls in at 7:05. Next week they head off to the Fall Classic for three more games, and then the season gets going. First weekend of October, tickets are available. Check it out at the Viero Event Center tonight. Lincoln at Tri-City, 7:05.
Well, Doug, we're efforting Bob Condotta to the Seattle Times. He's been involved in some other interviews all morning long. We will effort him again here shortly. Hopefully you have him early in the show tomorrow to give you a Washington point of view as the Nebraska football team gets ready to head to Seattle tomorrow morning early for that game. Still, the number looks to be 3, which is a strange number. I think that number will bounce up. I think the late money will come on Nebraska, surely move that number, push it up. The team that beat USC at home last year, along with California at home last year. So, we'll have to see.
Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Texas Tech, Iowa, Arizona. That's your college football triple-header here this weekend on ESPN Radio. Decisions to be made. Yeah, you know what? Florida, Tennessee just doesn't do it for me this year.
Okay. I you know what? I guess going into that Texas, Texas Tech game, I would have thought, you know, there's a 10-point spread. That's 3 people.
I know. It's crazy. Daddy makes his selections tomorrow. You know, I know everybody was waiting for our week one power rankings. I think we need to let it settle down, Tony.
I'm with you.
We need to let it settle. I mean, they've only played 1 week. No need to get crazy. But, folks, we do want to let you know, and I know you're excited about it. It's the fall kickoff special at Complete Nutrition with 30% off all of their protein powders. You're getting a little sluggish or you've been playing football, volleyball, running cross country. Maybe you're just been mowing the lawn too much or doing too much work this summer. You want to get going again. For a limited time, you can get 30% off all the protein powders at Complete Nutrition. Specially designed powders are designed to get results. There's one for you. That's why they're designed that way, Daddy. Not sure which one will work best for you, the V-Core Pro Complete, the Titan Pro Complete, or Goliath.
Well, I was just getting there, Doug, because you're wanting to put on some muscle mass. You know what? You're a freshman. You're not cutting it on the football team. You need to get bigger. Talk to Jeff. Talk to the gang about Goliath. Hey, they're not all created equal, but it is for you. When it comes to calories, the source, the quality of those calories, and more important, the quantity, Goliath provides three sources of carbohydrates for sustained release and 45.5 grams of protein per serving. Ask them about Goliath to put some meat on your bones.
Not sure which one will work? See one of the trained professionals, because the mission at Complete Nutrition is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sun Mart in Kearney, or you can go online, CompleteNutrition.com. Look for them soon in Grand Island, CompleteNutrition.com, 338-1-FIT, 338-1-FIT for Complete Nutrition. There you go. It's another day in the books already. Where did it go?
Just got word here. I don't know if this is an offsite book or what, but they tried to bet Nebraska at 3. That source had them at 7. So the line already doing funny things.
Those crazy guys that are just traveling around on a boat with a computer. That's just kind of funny, funky and funny, all at the same time. We will try and effort Bob Condotta again tomorrow from the Seattle Times. Been a while since we came up on the wrong side of that, but we'll have effort Bob tomorrow. If Bob doesn't work out, we'll get you somebody to talk Washington Husky football. We do want to thank Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Dick Buechner from the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Mark McLaughlin, Gibbon football coach, they're going to try and start 3-0.
When's the last time that's tried to happen?
A little high school football also tomorrow. Huskers Washington, our pick'em contest, Daddy's selections.
Oh, I've got one thing to say. Go Tatanka from Buffalo, or from Gibbon, excuse me. Go Buffalo Bills, Tatanka, Gibbon. You're the best. Tomorrow, Gibbon, Buffalo football. Gibbon, Buffalo football coming up tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show.
You just wanted to say Tatanka.
I did want to say Tatanka.
But you had no idea how to pull that off.
But then the Buffalo Tatanka Bill, see you tomorrow.
I just want to know, no matter what time of day it is, if remember the Titans are on, don't you just stay there till you fall asleep? Or don't you just keep watching it?
You can't turn it off.
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
Where was this on?
Last night after I got home from watching volleyball and doing Wednesday night chores. It was on. It was right at that point of the movie.
We'll see you tomorrow, Tatanka.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!